Chapter 1. Monster Man.
Ah!
Screamed the boy. The most monstrous face he had ever seen was peering down at him. It was the face of a man, but it was completely lopsided. One side was larger than it should have been, and the other was smaller. The face smiled as if to calm the boy down, only to reveal a set of broken and rotten teeth. This made the boy even more scared than before.
Ah!
He screamed again.
You will be all right, young sir. Please try and be calm,
slurred the man. His face was so misshapen that so was his speech. Who was this man? And where was he taking the boy? It was only then that the boy realized he was lying on his back, staring straight up. It felt almost as if he was floating. But something was rattling. He was rattling. The boy realized he must be lying on a trolley. A trolley with wonky wheels. His head clouded with questions. Where was he? How did he get here? Why couldn't he remember a thing? And most importantly, who was this terrifying man-monster? The trolley travelled slowly down the long corridor. The boy could hear the sound of something being dragged along the floor. It sounded like the squeak of a shoe. He looked down. The man was limping. Just like his face, one side of his body was smaller than the other. So the man was dragging his withered leg along with him. It looked like every movement might be painful. A pair of tall doors swung open, and the trolley trundled into a room and came to a stop. Then some curtains were drawn around the boy.
I hope that wasn't too uncomfortable, young sir, said the man.
The boy thought it was curious that this man called him sir. He had never been called sir in his life. He was only 12. Sir was a title reserved only for teachers at his boarding school.
Now, you wait here. I'm just the porter. Let me get the nurse. Nurse!
As he lay there, the boy felt strangely disconnected from his own body. It felt limp, lifeless. The pain, though, was in his head. It was throbbing, hot. If the feeling could be a colour, it would be red, a bright, hot, raging red. The pain was so intense he closed his eyes. When he opened them, he realised he was staring straight up at a bright fluorescent light. This made his head ache even more than before. Then he heard the sound of footsteps approaching. The curtain was whisked back. A large older lady in a blue and white uniform with a hat leaned over and examined the boy's head. Dark circles framed her bloodshot eyes. Grey wiry hair squatted on her head. Her face was red raw, as if she had scrubbed it with a cheese grater. In brief, she had the appearance of someone who had not slept for a week and was angry about it.
Oh, dearie me. Oh, dearie, dearie me. Oh, dearie, dearie, dearie me,
she muttered to nobody in particular. In his confused state, the boy took a moment to realize this woman was in fact dressed as a nurse. At last, the boy realized where he was. A hospital. He had never been in one before, except the day he was born, and he couldn't remember that. The boy's eyes drifted up to the lady's name badge, Nurse Mees, Lord Funt Hospital.
That is a bump. A big bump. A very big bump. Now, does this hurt?
She said, as she poked the boy hard on his head with her finger.
Ow!
He screamed, so loudly it echoed along the corridor.
Some slight pain,
muttered the nurse.
Now, just let me get the doctor. Doctor!
The curtain was whisked across and then back again.